good day, America, and welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878. Hey, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We got us a bunch of affiliates that love to hear us, and we love them. And we don't talk about it much because, well, we got other things to talk about. It's just how it is. And the list is too long. It's literally what it comes down to. Look, it's a different kind of radio world these days. You know the drill because you're heading out right now. You know, 6 o'clock in the morning, you go to any gym, and they're packed. Doesn't matter where you are, packed. Why? Because people are adjusting their lifestyles to how they need to do it. So if you're heading to the gym, then you're heading to work or you're heading back home, got to get the kids off to school. You know, whatever the circumstances are, it's all about how you want to do radio and how it's radio on the go. And it is adapting to your lifestyle. And by that, you can get the apps. You can get Stitcher. You can get iHeart. You can get TuneIn. And you can take any of your devices. Doesn't matter. Phone, tablet, whatever the drill is. And adjust it. Go live. You're on that treadmill, you're pumping away, you're getting that butt firm, or not, in my case. And, you know, you're in the car, you can go to Sirius, find us there too most of the time. That's how it is. You know, literally what it comes down to is how you want it. You know, I got a buddy, cycles in this very area. I see him go past the studio, riding a bicycle. Heading down to the park down the street. Beautiful thing. I know he's tuned in to me because I've asked him. And I'll kill him. Otherwise, no, I'm just kidding. All right? But for us, the most important thing, the American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls, they lay it out there every single day. Okay? Every single day. You see the headlines. You see the world. You know what it is. Well, guess what? You know, they're running towards it while we're running away from it. So if you see one of these sailors, one of these soldiers, give them an attaboy or an attagirl and be on your way. We're going to be on our way to the break. When we come back, we'll set the table for this edition of the Attack. Don't go anywhere.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at anchor.fm.
You're back with the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. I'm picturing you right now, Robert, just with a hammer poised to take it to the computer and just pound it into submission. I want to hear it cry uncle over the air. He's in San Francisco. I'm in New York as we roll on here with the attack. And technology is a beautiful thing unless you have to actually use it. Again, dive into other things in the world of sports. And then hour two will be a lot of recap of college football and various other headlines going on. Dodgers, look, man, they took care of their business. And when you have a guy who is and look, when he's on, there's no everybody else is behind Clayton Kershaw. They just are. If he never threw another pitch in his career, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Okay? So in seven innings of three-hit ball, he gives up one home run and strikes out 11. Massive. Massive. This is Clayton Kershaw at its finest. And if you're Houston, this is where it gets scary. Because he's got the kind of stuff that if you see him three times in the series, which you probably will if it goes seven, you're not going to beat him. Not that he finally figured it out. I mean, like I said, this is a guy. He's got 144 wins in his career and 64 losses with a 2.36 ERA in his career. 9 years. If he never throws another pitch, he's going to the Hall of Fame. It's always 200-plus strikeouts, usually. He averages about 225 per season. Incredible. I mean, he just is. The bugaboo with Clayton Kershaw has been the postseason. And you've seen signs of it before. And I'm going to put this right on Don Mattingly in the way he was used. He always went to Kershaw with short rest in the playoffs. Clayton Kershaw is not a short rest pitcher. He's just not. Roberts figured it out. And in what was a pitching duel in a very short game, I think it was 2 hours and 28 minutes, shortest postseason game in forever. Clayton Kershaw, he just wasn't as good. He gave up two home runs, including the leadoff to Taylor. First pitch, boom. Never a good tone. Never a good tone. And then later on, Justin Turner hits the two-run home run. And that was just massive. You know, you think about it. Dom Buford, Dustin Pedroia, Alcides Escobar for Kansas City back in 2015. They all led off game one with a home run. Only players to ever do it. And Keuchel was great. Induced three ground ball double plays. So he kept himself in the game. Kept the ball down. He just made a couple of mistakes. It's the way it goes. It happens. Bregman hit the home run off Clayton Kershaw. Pretty solid shot into the left field stands. Taylor's was massive. That was 447 feet. But then later on, you know, when it mattered, and I heard a lot of criticism of the umpire, and Houston was all over him. He was giving Kershaw a lot of strike zone. But Kershaw was on his game. I mean, there was no getting around it. Turner's shot was deep as well. Yeah. Cleared a couple of rows into the stands, and there's no room to jump and get it at Chavez. And Turner's been clutch. We talked about it in preview. You know, here's a guy with Clayton Kershaw who had a 22 ERA in the seventh inning plus. Well, didn't happen this time around. He had a runner on. Didn't get the DP. I thought it got the DP, but it didn't. But he got out of the inning. And he gave up, you know, a couple of pretty hard hit balls in that inning, but he got out. And it was time to pull him. He threw 83 pitches. Kenley Jansen comes in, nails it down. And it's all over, Johnny. You know, this is the formula for L.A. And, you know, again, you don't want to spit the bit in the first game. They set the tone with Taylor with the home run. And, oh, by the way, Corey Seager snuck back into the lineup and had two hits. I got lied to. They told me he wasn't going to. They said he was going to DH. They lied. He played shortstop, and he looked pretty good. You know, backs are tricky. But, again, a couple of hits. He didn't look overmatched by any means. So with him in there, too, that kind of changes the dynamic a little bit. You know, so we'll see. We'll see. The Dodgers themselves, again, it was a strange game. You know, it was the typical, you know, I'm looking at Manfred. He's in a suit and tie. It's 103 degrees. Take his shirt off. He should have had a beer on his belly. Sitting there enjoying a game. But no, it was weird. You know, it was strange. 103. Crowd was jacked. I mean, it was, but everybody was loose. That's for damn sure. Defense was good. You know, this was first rate stuff all the way around. No errors by either team. It was just a well played tight game. Houston's bats, however, and you would look at their lineup and say, okay, well, most of it had to do with Kershaw. I mean, this wasn't any big surprise. But, you know, Bregman had the home run on the one pitch that he gave up, and that was pretty much it for the lineup. You know, Altuve had a hit and Bregman had a hit. That was it. Springer struck out four times, so he had issues. And then you look at the rest of the lineup up and down, and they just really did nothing. So, you know, that's how it is sometimes. Sometimes you get shut down. Like I said, tight game, well-played game, clutch game. Boy, Justin Turner, man, is he worth every buck that they paid him? He is the glue guy. There ain't nobody more popular in L.A. right now than him. I don't care. Name the movie star. TV star, musician, don't matter. He walks into a restaurant with that big old bushy beard. Everybody parts ways. The most popular guy in town. Clutch. Clutch. They got him hitting in the two-hole. Bellinger's behind him, so they can't pitch around him. Good stuff, at least for one game. Everybody was firing on all cylinders. We'll fire on all cylinders, hopefully, here as we go into the break, but I'll anticipate, and I'll be here. I won't grab that cup of coffee until the commercial fires. I swear we'll be back.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
All right, we're back with the attack. I'm sure you're getting tired of the same music. I certainly am. We're going to have some new stuff tweaked in the not-too-distant future as the Sports Attack rolls on, rebranded. I'm Bob Black. He's Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. We're going to push off Annie Cruz probably till Friday and rock and roll with that a little bit. Like I said, biggest storylines out of this, aside from the fact that, 103-degree heat and a 2-hour and 28-minute game. Justin Turner, Mr. Clutch, $64 million contract and worth every damn penny of it. I mean, that is just hardcore good. And this is, you know, this is not a fluke. This is a guy that worked on his game. He's no kid. He's 32 years old. But he looked like he was destined to be a journeyman. And didn't play out that way. You know, here's a guy that kept his nose to the grindstone, and in the second biggest baseball market in the country, where everything kind of flies out of the radar when it comes to sports, he has made an impression. Don Mattingly basically discovered him, and I don't mean that in the – I mean, he was a solid player, and they signed him, and they expected him to contribute. But once they saw how clutch this guy was with the bat, he put him in there and didn't look back. And, you know, and you have to remember something with L.A. This is during the time where they were throwing money around on money they didn't. You know, you think about it, the Gonzalez's and the Carl Crawfords, you know, Ethier, Kemp, all these guys. They were throwing so much money around, they didn't know what to do with. You had the new ownership group in there. Now, you got a baseball man who knows what he's doing, knows where to spend the money. And is doing it the right way. And you look at this roster. And you look at the way they're doing things. And again, this is a, how do you put it? It's kind of a mesh, right? Now, technically speaking, the GM is Farhan Zaidi, but Josh Burns contributes. He's the VP of baseball operations, and Andrew Friedman calls the shots. And what Friedman has done in putting these guys in place is that everybody answers to him. He makes the final decision, but everybody contributes. You know, Ned Colletti, you go back to that time, and they were right there. Here you go. You want some money? Here you go. We'll give it to you. Sure. Not a problem. You know, and you look at the ownership, right? Mark Walter, Magic's got a piece, Stan Kasten, Peter Guber, Bobby Patton, Todd Bowles. To show up and wave the pom-poms, but other than that, you never hear a peep out of this ownership group. They just let the pros do their job. You know, Colletti was there for a long time. And they threw a bunch of money. You know, Cat. You know, as I said, it's Andrew Friedman's show. And they're getting it done. You know, and they get input, you know, from other guys. I mean, Lon Rosen is the marketing guy, and you know of him a little bit. You know, Tommy Lasagna is still, you know, chirping along, and he's got a great baseball mind. You would be stupid not to use. You know, but you go further down the list, and you look at who was put into place. As far as developing players, you know, Gabe Kapler, who's been mentioned for many managerial jobs, is now in front office and probably will end up running a team someday. He's the director of player development. Well, they've developed quite well, these younger guys. That the other pros, the special assistants to the GM and guys like that, Aaron Seeley and Raul Ibanez and Pat Corrales and Jerry Huntsinger. You know, these are, these are professional baseball minds. And they are run well. And you look at it as compared to other front offices. They don't miss a beat. They have people in Asia. They have people in the Dominican. David Finley, the vice president of amateur and international scouting. You know, everybody accounts to everybody, and everybody accounts to Andrew Friedman. And you look at who they've been able to put on the field. And you look at the fact that and sometimes they've been very good. But it's been a long time between drinks of water going to the World Series, all the way back to 88. Mattingly got them close. You know, you talk about managing egos. Puig came up, he was, you know, he burst onto the scene. Everybody thought he was the second coming of Joe DiMaggio, and it didn't play out that way. But the way they go about doing their business, they got away from the model of spend, 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 and they moved out. You know, it used to be with the Dodger system, and you think about this. When they were the old AAA Albuquerques, every single farmhand that came through the Dodger system was going to be the next coming of Ted Williams. And most of them turned out not to be. And year in and year out, when the Dodgers made trades, they would get way more value coming back to them than what they were sending out. And every single team that did business with them, damn near, was walking around going, well, okay, you know, we've got the next coming of whoever, and we gave up our star player to get him because we got a package of draft picks, and we're going to be great. Well, it didn't play out that way. Now their guys are really worth what they're saying. I mean, you look at their lineup and you look at the youth that's in that lineup and the rest of Major League Baseball, particularly in the West, should be scared. I mean, Arizona did a nice job this year in getting to the playoffs and so did Colorado, but you know, San Diego's been bad for a long time. San Francisco, you know, the odd year, even year, odd year thing. Well, not this year. Not this year. And when you look at their lineup, the lineup of the Dodgers, and you see who's in it, it's a nice mix of guys who have come through their system, like Corey Seager. You know, and the Logan Forsythes, Bellinger coming through the system. You know, and then you get the Grandals. And the Turners. You know, you think San Francisco would like to have Grandal? I understand. They had Buster Posey. But he ends up with the Dodgers, who had a bit of a hole there. They had catchers that could catch but couldn't hit. You know, the pitching is as pitching is in all teams in the major leagues. You gotta find them. I mean, you just do. And if you're lucky, you get them. But you know, you bring in guys. What he is, he's not a big hitter, and he bounced around. But once the Dodgers had him, they use him exactly how he should be used. Just, you know, just enough. A couple hundred at-bats. He can get in there. He's not going to be a gaping hole for you. They're good. They're going to be good. They're going to be good for quite a while. And like I said, putting it together with Dave Roberts, I wasn't a big fan of Donnie Baseball being let go. But I was wrong. He's taken him to the next level. And, of course, Kenley Jansen. instantly turn into Kenley Jansen. But once he did, he's arguably the best reliever in baseball.
Yeah.
Homegrown. Dodger prospect. Let's tap out. We'll be back with more fun right after this. No Annie Cruz today, but we will get her on down the line. And we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. And, you know, it's funny. I got to looking at some of the various different front office and baseball operations lists of various different teams. And I'll tell you something. People should go to school on the Dodgers. Because their attention to detail on how they go after people. And I mean this strictly as development, you know, the whole nine yards. You talk about having the right people in place. And, you know, I looked and some teams do, some don't. Some are willing to spend, some aren't. You know, don't kid yourself. You know, you have to pay a decent salary to and they've got a pretty extensive group, including Latin American scouting, specific case-specific Dominican Republic, Venezuela, Mexico. You know, they don't mess around. They got three coordinators. They have tryout coaches. So basically speaking, if you know you find one of these guys and you think you could play, they'll look at you. And that's the way to go about it. Like I said, I just grabbed the Mets because they're my team. But you look at their group, and they're pretty attentive to the detail. And they're, you know, quite frankly, their farm system has produced. You know, not on the level yet of the Dodgers, but they've done a damn good job. And when you look at, and this is where, you know, I wonder, and this is with all teams. When I look at minor league player development, they got a lot of names. A lot of names. And they have various different guys doing various different things. You know, guys like Phil Reagan and Tim Tuffle, guys who have been, you know, down the block before. Ozzie Virgil is their special catching instructor. And, you know, you look at the staff of their various different minor league teams. There are a lot of names on there that you would recognize. You know, and that's all well and good. But my question is this, and I put this out there for all major league operations. And, you know, there has to be the Dodger way, the Met way, the Yankee way, the Cub way. We do things a certain way. This is our approach. And it needs to be top to bottom. Now, the scouting is one thing. I mean, if you're, you know, you're going to Japan or you're going to down in the Dominican or whatever the circumstances are, you know what you're looking for as a scout. Some guys that you sign make it and some don't. That's how it is. But when you're running an organization and you look at the progress of your players, I want the manager of the Las Vegas 51s doing the same thing as the Binghamton manager. You know, I want them to be in concert with each other. I want the pitching coaches to be in concert with each other. I want the hitting coaches to have the same exact approach that they have on the major league level. Now, you know, if it doesn't work on the major league level, well, you're going to make those changes. And somebody's going to come in with a different philosophy. But it all has to start and it needs to run right down to A-ball. You know, if the hitting coach of the Gulf Coast League Mets is Junior Garcia, well, he needs to be doing the exact same thing as Kevin Long. And if they're not, you know, and Pat Wrestler, and if they're not, then there's something wrong. Now, I'll be curious to see, because Mickey Callahan's coming in and he's got his own approach to pitching. And I'll be curious to see who he ends up putting in as his pitching coach. Because he's going to have one philosophy and we're going to see if the organization has another one. You know, just saying. Same deal with Houston. You know, you look at the Astros organization. And this is a team that, you know, has been to the World Series once, yet to win a game. They will. They'll win one in a series. You know, trust me. They've got a deep, deep, deep minor league system. And, you know, when you look at the guys that are behind, you know, they've got guys down there. A lot of them are pitchers. They've got some position players as well. But nice balance. Their top four prospects, Kyle Tucker is an outfielder. Forrest Whitley is a right-handed pitcher. J.B. Bukauskas is a right-handed pitcher. And again, I wouldn't know these guys if I fell over them. And Jordan Alvarez is an outfielder first baseman. Well, guess what? In the top 100, you know, they've got a not literally at the top. You know, but they got some guys that are pretty close. Same thing with the Nationals. I mean, their farm system just continues to kick out first-rate players that are going to have an impact. You know, and that top 100, you know, if you're down in the dumps, let's put it that way, and you're looking to progress, farm team development is the key. You know, and most teams have figured that out. Now, I'll tell you something, the Yankees, out of the top 100, with what they did last year, moving out veterans, they've got like seven guys in the top 100. And this is a team that wins all the time, so they don't get the high draft picks. Colorado has a number of them. And, you know, they've had their moments of dying, so we get that. Dodgers still have some guys in there. Atlanta has guys in there. Washington's impressive. And by the way, oh, so were the Toronto Blue Jays. They've got three in the top 25, including Vladimir Guerrero Jr. How much fun would that be if he could hit like his dad? Woof. He's the third baseman. You know, guess what? They got their replacement. Donaldson leaves. You know, so the point being, you can get there, but you got to do it the right way. And the opportunity is there for these guys. I mean, you look at Victor Robles, who was playing A-plus ball in 2017. Hit .289, 7 homers, 33 RBIs in 77 games. Yeah, they moved him up to double A, hit .324. So he's getting ready to make the jump. It's cool. Astros, you know, again, they're on the way. They're going to, again, you look at these teams, and we talk about it all the time in football and basketball, about where windows close. Well, windows wide open for the Dodgers. Windows wide open for the Astros. You know, this is a good baseball team. You know, they got a beautiful stadium. Now, you take it back to when they last went to the World Series, and you look at that staff of Oswald, Pettit, Clemens, Brendan Backey. I mean, these guys, they were darn good, and they were close. But then in 2006 to 2010, after spending all the money, they slid downhill because they unfortunately went about it the wrong way. And they traded away star players for a bag of balls. And they couldn't afford them. And they bottomed out with their 100 lost seasons. But what they were able to do past there was develop their farm system, because they were drafting right. And they were getting the Altuves, and they were getting the Springers. And, this was good stuff. You know, you think about the 2015. And starting to rumble. You know, and they fell a little short. But you saw guys like Correa, and you know, they got Gomez from the Brewers that year, trying to make it happen. Yeah, okay. And they got to the playoffs. They beat the Yankees that year, lost to the Royals. Royals end up winning the World Series. Okay, that's no shame there. Then they take the step back in 2016. Their mistakes. Carlos Gomez goes out the door. Had to bring it up from the minors. And then boom. All of a sudden, 2017, it all kicks in. And for anybody who didn't think this was a great baseball team, and then, you know, the judicious signing, you know, the judicious trade, getting Verlander. You know, is it going to be the missing piece? Well, we're going to find out. Houston gets beat in the first game, but we will find out whether or not they got the wherewithal to get it done. I think it's going to be a hell of a World Series. I really do. I think it's going to be back and forth. I know I picked them in six, probably not going to happen now. Maybe it goes seven, maybe it doesn't, but I think it's going to be fun all the way around. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back to the attack, Pop Black, Senator Roberto. Other major league stuff. Next hour, we'll have a lot of fun with college football, basketball, and everything else. Jackie Robinson's family tossed out the first pitch. That was pretty cool, actually. And Rachel's 95 now. But... It was a cool moment. Let's put it that way. Yeah. It was 70 years to the day, I think, of their first World Series championship. I think I got that right. But, cool moment. And at 95, you never know how long Rachel's going to be around. So glad to see that. Dave Martinez from the Cubs. Interviewing with the Nationals. And Nationals got to get him a manager. At this point. But this one I found interesting. Ray Knight. For those of you who don't remember, a tough-as-nails third baseman. Wasn't embarrassed to take on teammates or anything else. He got into a fight with a 33-year-old dude at 4 a.m. on Sunday in his home. So he wasn't out drinking there. He might have been drinking where he was. I don't know. But he tangled with this kid, relatively speaking, and they both ended up in the hospital. And Knight ended up getting arrested. So there'll be more on that. We'll find out. Anyway, hope you enjoyed it. And we'll be back for hour two in just a brief period of time. Listen to the news. It's important.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At word that Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee paid for the dossier that featured claims of President Trump's links to Russia, a national security analyst, Jeremy Bash, says...
Look, I know it's going to shock everybody, but opposition research is paid for by the opposition.
USA's Jason Wirt has more on the story.
The Washington Post confirms a connection between the Clinton campaign and Fusion GPS, which produced the controversial dossier on the president. The Clinton campaign paid the law firm who hired Fusion on their behalf $5.6 million over an 18-month period. The Democratic National Committee paid $3.6 million for consulting work dating back over a year.
The Senate's passed a $36 billion disaster aid bill that's headed to the president's desk. It provides more funding for hurricane and wildfire relief. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
The Sandy Hook Elementary School shooter may have had a sexual interest in children, according to unsealed FBI documents. Adam Lanza killed 20 children and 6 staffers at the elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut in December 2012, also killing his mother before the massacre. A Senate Republican with a big announcement on the Senate floor yesterday, and we get the details from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake took some shots at President Trump as he confirmed that he's not running for re-election next year.
Reckless, outrageous, and undignified behavior has become excused and countenanced as telling it like it is, when it is actually just reckless, outrageous, and undignified.
Speaking on the floor of the Senate yesterday, Flake argued that the nation should not accept that the conduct of some in the executive branch is normal. Flake says he deeply regrets the current tone of American politics. Earlier, Tennessee Senator Bob Corker said that Trump isn't up to the job at the presidency.
USA Radio News.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha. Night. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Some new details emerge about the ambush in Niger earlier this month in which 4 U.S. soldiers were killed. 2 U.S. officials who saw classified intelligence speaking to several news organizations and saying the special forces were pursuing an ISIS recruiter when they were attacked. And one theory, according to one of the officials, is that the soldiers were gathering information about the target, then decided to pursue him after discovering his whereabouts. That official saying the big question would be whether the unit got authorization and whether the risks of such a mission had been assessed. There's word that a lot of liberals around America intend to make themselves heard literally on the anniversary of President Trump's election to the White House. Lisa Carter has that story.
Thousands of frustrated liberals in Boston and Philadelphia announcing over Facebook they plan Scream Fest on November 8th, and liberals in other cities will likely join in. More than 4,000 Facebook users in Boston say they'll attend an event called Scream Helplessly the Sky on the Anniversary of the Election. Tens of thousands of others have expressed interest in the event. Organizers encourage followers to come express your anger at the current state of democracy. Some experts say screaming is therapeutic and a good way to blow off some steam.
And the Dodgers take game one of the World Series, and the temperature at first pitch was 103 degrees, the highest known for a World Series game ever. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black. And look, you know, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices you can use. Get this show at your disposal. And if you enjoy baseball, like we talked about all the first hour, or college football, which we're going to get into a little bit today, rankings and all that kind of good stuff, basketball as well, and we'll have some fun with that because there's already lots of storylines in the NBA, and we'll be chatting about that as well. And you know, look, it's how you want it. It's literally what you decide that you want to listen to. First of all, you can go to our award-winning website. Annie Cruz is on there. No, not yet. You know, and check that out. And you click on the Listen Live button. There we are. All the archived interviews. All of that fun. And, you know, it's there at your disposal. You can literally do whatever you want with it. And that's all right. So if you're, yeah, and there goes another mom walking her kid down the street. There you go. So if you're plugged in and you're checking out The Attack, as you should be, as you better be, I will come to your house and I will haunt you. Now, you know, look, it's this is what it's about. Plug in the device. Use the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. It's there for you. Yeah. Heading to the park, heading to work. Maybe. Broadcast on the 8th. Go to the game on the 9th. Be talking about it on the 11th. Be a hell of a lot of fun. Always is. They get the stage to themselves, as they should. These guys and girls are amazing. If you ever have the opportunity, put it on your bucket list. It's really something you should do. Step out. We'll be back right after this short timeout. I am Black. You are not. He's Roberto out on the coast, duct taping it together.
There are certain people you can always trust. Your grandma, your grandma's friends, lifeguards, action movie heroes who tell you to trust them. But there's no one you can trust more than your doctor. And when it comes to their own frequent heartburn, doctors and pharmacists trust the power of the purple pill, Nexium 24-Hour. And when you choose Nexium 24-Hour, you'll see why. When it comes to heartburn, trust the brand doctors trust, Nexium 24-Hour. May take 1 to 4 days, use as directed.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Anchor.fm is a great new platform that has some of the coolest audio on the planet. You'll find Rick Tittle's Comedy Spotlight and his interviews with all of today's biggest comedians, plus the best in politics, music, and more. Anchor has it all. And if you want to get in on the action, you can start your own station and be the DJ you've always dreamed of. If you're looking to launch a podcast, Anchor is the easiest way to begin. And with so many ways to interact with your listeners, you'll be destined for greatness. So check out the Comedy Spotlight and more at anchor.fm.
Welcome back to The Attack. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of The Attack. This is how it is. This is how it will be. Get used to it. Get over it. Yeah. Hello. Anyway, 1-800-878-PLAY is phone number at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If you can't figure that out, well, I don't want you listening anyway. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 games. Wow. Okay. Look, it's literally all about what you are able to do in the world of sports. Success, lack thereof, will dictate how far you go, whether or not you will be employed. And there are some guys in the NBA who are on the cusp. Woofa, man. There's some stuff. Knicks got blown out by the Celtics yesterday. And Tim Hardaway Jr. already said that some of the guys don't know the plays and they're disorganized and everything else. Now, we saw Earl Watson bite the dust already. I have a feeling Hornacek could be right behind him. We will see. But we'll take it out west. And talk about the Suns. Man, they used to be such a good one. You know, Ryan McDonough, who is related to Sean McDonough and all the McDonoughs who are in the world of sports, usually on the broadcasting side, is running that organization. And they're running it into the ground right now. Now, they got Josh Jackson with the fourth pick. And everybody believes he's going to be great. And that's all well and good. But when you look at that roster, and you look at some of the guys who haven't gotten it done yet, like Alex Len, Bledsoe wants out, Marquise Chris has been, you know, okay. You wonder whether or not he's the guy you want in charge. Now, they canned Earl Watson, who was way over his head as a coach, from all accounts. I mean, they got blown out by 30-plus in their first three games. I mean, that's butt ugly. And Triano took over as the interim coach, and, you know, they won their first game. So, tis all good. But they got to start playing some ball. They get Utah at home. Three days. Three games. They gave Earl Watson. This is where you say to yourself, what are you doing as an organization? Honestly. I mean, you've got an amazingly young basketball team out there. And a coach who was clearly in over his head. So what do? You let the coach start the season, and then you get rid of him three games in because it's obvious that the team wasn't prepared. Again, you really wonder about the thought process. Like I said, Alex Len has never developed. He's a good board guy, but he doesn't score. He's athletic, but they haven't really used him yet. See, I'm wondering now with the coaching change out there whether or not some of these younger guys start to produce. You got Eric Bledsoe tweeting, "I don't want to be here." And then when they call him out on it, he said he was in a hair salon with his girl, and that's why he tweeted that he didn't want to be there. McDonough says he's played his last game with them. What are you going to get? Tyler Ulis is going to be your point guard now. Is he ready? Oh, hell, I don't know. He's 5'10", 160 pounds. You're going to give him the ball and turn your team over to him? I don't know. He scored 11 points in the win. Dragon Bender. What do you get out of him? He's 7'1", 225. Yeah, they got to start playing these kids and find out what the hell they have. I'm looking at that roster, and it's such a mishmash of veterans on the downhill side. I got Tyson Chandler, who's 109 years old, 7 foot, 240 pounds. He ain't been 240 pounds since, I was 240 pounds. Who do you play? You got Brandon Knight there, but he's got to be a backup at this point. Because you have to find out about these kids. Have to. How are you going to go forward? Jared Dudley's on this roster. He's making 10 mil. I should get that kind of job. They got a bunch of guys in the in-between. Devin Booker is going to be brilliant. And talk about a bargain of 2-3 a year. Jeez. Booker's just, what he can do is incredible. But again, you don't want to retard that progress. He became an elite scorer last year. Including that 70-pointer. And got his scoring average. He took it up from 13.8 to 22.1. He's the guy you build around. He's obviously the guy you build around. But don't screw him up. And by the way, get enough of a competitive team going to the point where the guy doesn't want to walk out the door when his rookie contract is up in another year and a half. They can match next year. Year after that, he's on his own. And unless there's some progress, he'll be out the door like he's shot. GM's calling out Bledsoe and the agent. The agent's calling out. Josh Jackson flipped off somebody. Oh, I'm sorry. He tried to shoot somebody in mime. He pointed his finger at them like a gun and directed inappropriate language. So, it's a mess. It's a mess. And by the way, Eric Bledsoe isn't going to get moved quickly because of contractual things with the league. You know, now that the agreements that they have with the G League and all this stuff. Certain guarantees kick in, the whole nine yards. So, you know, they got to figure out that mess. They were fortunate enough on the first day after the firing to get the Kings. Pacific is interesting. Clips are 3-0. Golden State's 2-2. Hello. And everybody else stinks. Lakers, Phoenix, and Sacramento. We'll see how it plays out. It'll be an interesting season in the NBA in a lot of ways. Yeah. Started with the big injury in Boston, and now we're losing coaches. We'll be back right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Do not go anywhere.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're back with The Attack. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. And at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. and basketball up here in New York, it's a cluster bleep. Everybody knows the Knicks are going to suck. Nets are playing better ball, but Celtics just blew them out. They have good young talent. Jaylen Brown, Tatum. Brown scored 23 last night. But the storyline, you know, aside from Tatum dropping 20, Brown scoring, Kyrie Irving finished with 20 and 7. You know, they're getting it done with youth. Now, the Gordon Hayward injury will keep them from going all the way. But these guys, you know, they're young, they're athletic. The Knicks are not. They have some youth. Enes Kanter's playing lights out for them, and Porzingis has been good, but you know, everybody else is struggling. Tim Hardaway Jr., who signed the big contract, finished with 6 points, but Jeff Hornacek said he was playing through a preseason ankle injury, and Hardaway rewarded him by throwing him under the bus. And we're all out there just running like we don't know what's going on, and that can't happen. Get back to the gym and work. It's crazy. It's crazy times in Knickland. Courtney Lee came out and said the same thing. A lot of possessions, like a normal eye might not see it, but we messed up on a lot of plays where the ball wasn't getting delivered on time and not being in the same page as far as the play calling. That's on us. So he didn't throw his coach under the bus. But they're not playing well. And again, you know, they're not a particularly talented team. But, you know, there's a legitimate thing here. And this is where I question the philosophy of the organization involving their coach. Now, is this going to be one of those deals where Hornacek goes in a couple of days? Which is possible. The rumors are out there. But, you know, you've got a young team. And herein lies the problem. Because when we were talking about Phoenix earlier, it's not a dissimilar situation. You know, you can play and the guys who are on the court want to see the best player on there because they don't want to lose. It was a different situation in Philadelphia where everybody was young and everybody stunk as far as winning games, not talent-wise. Trusting in the process and trying to get it done. And that's the name of the game. Well, Knicks are in the... They're going to be one of the worst three teams in basketball this year. So do you go all-in tank and recognize that you have a 25-year-old in Enes Kanter and a 21-year-old in Kristaps Porzingis who you can build around and find out what the hell everybody else is about? The ball needs to be handed to Frank Ntilikina when he's healthy and say, here you go. They need to find out whether or not Damian Dotson is going to be their two guard of the future. Play Tim Hardaway Jr. at the small forward and go from there. You know, if Hernan Gomez, who was first team all rookie last year, isn't going to be your guy, then get rid of him. Get something for him. You know, there's rumored speculation that, you know, Phoenix threw this out there and the Knicks would be idiots to do it. They want Ntilikina and Willie Hernangómez for Eric Bledsoe. Well, you know, hey, morons, don't do that. You know, one thing that's been consistent with Hornacek's teams, they don't play defense. They don't. Now, you know, look, it is Porzingis going to be a superstar? If he stays healthy, yeah, he probably will be. If he has the stamina. You know, again, and you know, they're throwing these rumors out there about Eric Bledsoe like he's the second coming of Michael Jordan. He's not. This is not a guy you need on your team. First of all, he doesn't fit anywhere. He's not a pure point. He's a wing player. And he does dish the ball. They might give you Hernangómez. But again, I'm starting to think that decision is going to be made. After Jeff Hornacek is gone. You know, and I don't know who steps in there to coach this basketball team, but man, they better get somebody that can get it done because, you know, speaking of Porzingis, they're going to lose him. He will be out the door. He wants to play in New York. Getting Phil Jackson, certainly getting rid of Phil Jackson, I should say, certainly helped the scenario, but he's had his issues with Hornacek too, but he's not going to get into losing. Now, they have their own draft pick this year. They're going to get a very good draft pick. Will they get another piece to the puzzle that can help turn this around? Yeah, probably. But I don't know that Hornacek is the guy. Now, there was an interesting statement out of Hornacek. And this was that he said that management has told him to play the players who do the most to earn their minutes. So he's given the time at center to Enes Kanter and Kyle O'Quinn. And Hernangómez has been buried on the bench. Is he throwing him under the bus? Not completely. He said Willie's done well. It's just something the other guys have done a little bit better. Well, here's a guy that was first team rookie. And he's going to be part of your core, allegedly, going forward. But as I said in doing the Alex Len Tyson Chandler comparison, Enes Kanter has been a beast. He had 19 boards last night and 16 points. You know, they missed a hell of a lot of shots. That's why he had 19 points. But, you know, but he's a guy going forward you're probably going to keep on your basketball team. He lost 30 pounds, so he's much more athletic than what he was. And he just doesn't miss around the basket. They've got a nice 1-2 combination with him and Porzingis. But again, who's playing defense? They don't play defense. And you do have to play some level of defense in this league. You have to. I don't know who that guy is. I you know, I don't know if they have a coach lined up. I don't know what, you know, I have no idea. I mean, you would imagine that they have some level of plan going forward. I mean, the roster itself, though, they just, you know, Joakim Noah, Michael Beasley, Ron Baker, Ramon Sessions. These guys are horrible. But they also have Tim Hardaway Jr., and they also have Enes Kanter, Willie Hernangómez. Kuzmiguez can score. He's nailed to the bench. Lance Thomas. You know, the last time I had a Lance Thomas mention. Bad. Thomas got 10 minutes last night. He actually plays defense. Hernangómez got 11 minutes last night. These guys need to be playing. Damian Dotson, nailed to the bench. Baker, nailed to the bench. You know, this is a guy that they had to have. Why, I don't know, but they had to have him. Boy, that is one butt ugly team. I can't figure it out. You know, again, everybody knew they were going to lose a lot of games, but it's how you lose in this league that matters sometimes. That's how it goes. We're going to tap out, come back, college football right after this.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're back for the attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto Sports Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, you know, look, I swear, move on from NBA basketball. But the One thing early on is that this is going to be an interesting year in NBA basketball. There's going to be a lot of coaching changes. Alvin Gentry is going to be gone soon. You know, as far as personnel goes, we'll see who moves where. But Cleveland's 3-1, but they're struggling to get it together. Giannis Antetokounmpo looks like he's the next coming of Michael Jordan, and he still hasn't figured out how to shoot from the outside yet. Markel Fultz can't get his act together, and evidently his shoulder is truly messed up. He looks like me from the free throw line, which is scary. He's afraid to shoot. And now, you know, they don't know which end is up. He said he had fluid taken out of his shoulder, and his agent said he had fluid put into his shoulder, as in cortisone. They said it's getting better. But then it sit him. He altered his shooting mechanics because of the shoulder. Then sit him. His agent said that he can't raise his arms up to shoot the basketball. Then sit him. Good Lord. 9 of 27 from the floor and 6 of 12 from the free throw line. Sit down. Sit down. Shut up. You can't make up how stupid some of these people are. You really can't. He's day to day. The MRI came back negative, thank goodness. You think Boogie's going to be out of there as quick as could possibly be next year? Man, if I'm the Nets, I'm looking to sign him. Seriously. Yeah, I know he doesn't win yet, but he's still brilliant. He scored 39 last night. Nets are competitive this year. And oh, by the way, they got him a head basketball coach who can actually coach. Pelicans are struggling. Yeah, Boogie went 39-13 and 3 assists. They just don't have much else. Davis played 5 minutes. You know, Cheek Diallo's on the, you know, there ain't much there. Bye-bye, Alvin. We hardly knew you. I'm telling you, I told you what the solution to that needs to be. Get you some money back. And you'll be good to go. Serious. I promised you college football. I give you college football. Couple things, which, you know, we get into here. Jurich, and this is, you know, they're emphasizing it on the college basketball side, but, you know, to be honest about it, it applies to everything because he was the athletic director at Louisville. Louisville couldn't throw him out the door fast enough. And they abused him going out the door, saying that it was everything was his fault, basically. And in the firing letter, you know, they basically said it was you. Lack of control, you let Patino run everything. You know. The Board of Trustees, you know, the interim president at the university, Gregory Postal, said it was Juris's willful misconduct, ineffective management, decisive leadership, unprofessional conduct, and a pattern of intimidation and bullying that extends from student government to the university's senior leadership. Now, Jurich's lawyer said this is a smear campaign looking to deflect fault. It's ugly. It's ugly. I mean, they inferred everything into getting into a relationship with the president, James Ramsey, for financial benefit. So you know, this was ugly. This was ugly. You know, again, but the hypocrisy aspect. You know, for 20 years, he was great. Now we got a scandal. Now he's not so good. It all starts at the top. Fish rots from the head down. Well, the president let it slide. You know, this is what's going on. There's some other things going on here. Now, off the field stuff in college football. Jim McElwain is getting death threats. And so are his players. Program's 3-3. They don't have a quarterback. The guy's a darn good coach. Now, according to him, his players and his family have gotten death threats. And as he said, a lot of hate in the world, a lot of anger. And the exact quote is, the hard part is obviously when threats are against your own player and the death threats to your families, the ill will that's brought upon out there. He didn't go into any detail. Taking shots, not literally, but figuratively. Now, the University of Florida Police Department, which is their own institution, said they don't have any information regarding threats made against McElwain and his family or players. Now, the athletic department met with McElwain, and the coach offered no additional details. So it makes you wonder, that maybe it's, you know, one individual thing. Maybe the pressure's getting to him. You know, Georgia blew past them this year. And the program's struggling. He may not survive this. Employed. Ball coach. Well, we'll see how it plays out. You know, they don't produce offense and they play good defense. And the funny thing was, when he was at Colorado State, they produced a ton of offense. Not so much anymore. He's still recruiting well. It just has not turned into wins yet. It probably will next year. But it looks like it's starting to get to him. And you wonder. You know, and this is all in up with the big outdoor cocktail party, Georgia, Florida. Biggest rivalry game with the two teams. Georgia's 14-point favorite. And rightfully so. Gators have won 21 out of 27 in a rivalry, including three straight. They can't beat anybody else, but they can beat Georgia, and they can mess up their season big time. Yeah, we'll talk about that more tomorrow. But, you know, again, it's you know, you look at all the scandals that are going on. And, you know, Bob Bowlesby chimed in on it as well. And he talked about the NCAA and the lack of juice that they have, which is really true. You know, here they are. They're still investigating UCLA from the Ed O'Bannon days. You know, and they had no idea. None that the stuff was going on with Adidas and these college basketball assistant coaches and Rick Pitino. You know, if Larinaga comes up dirty too down in Miami, again, this is going to spread. This is not. They got the Commission on College Basketball going on with Condoleezza Rice. All right, that's all good. They want to reform the sport. Well, that's all good. You know what you have to do. Get the shoe companies out of it and clean up the AAU. This is not rocket science. And the argument, of course, and I'm on this side, is you need to pay these kids because of the billions being made. Bowlsby on the other side. He said you can't get away from it. But he's right in that all these third parties, and he nailed it right on the head. He said NCAA rules have welcomed third parties to be a part of the recruiting process. And whether a shoe company is encouraged to fund AAU programs, and then you got agents and financial planners, and I told you about them. Because if the word financial planner is mentioned around your child, run in the other direction. But the NCAA is way in over their head. Way over their head in this. They haven't a clue, and they can't stop it. There was a freaking federal investigation going on underneath their noses. Coaches poll, AP top 25. Alabama sitting on top, as they should be. Penn State second, as they should be. Georgia third, as they should be. And TCU fourth, as they should be. Wisconsin is fifth. Ohio State sitting sixth. That's going to get settled this weekend. Penn State can put them to sleep, or Ohio State can climb back into the mix if they beat Penn State. Miami hasn't choked yet, but they will. They're sitting at eight. Notre Dame, nine in the AP, 10 in the coaches. That's about right. OU 10 in the AP, 9 in the coaches. Yeah. Washington 6-1. My boys, Okie State, 11 in the AP, 12 in the coaches. And then Vatek, North Carolina State, Washington State, Michigan State, who's 6-1. They had a nice year under D'Antoni. South Florida, 7-0 in the AP. Under Charlie, UCF, Auburn, Stanford, USC, West Virginia, LSU, Memphis, and Iowa State. On the other side of the coin, South Florida's 14 in the coaches. I always go with the coaches. They seem to know what they're doing, at least most of them. Let's tap out. We'll be back right after this short timeout to wrap it up here in the attack. Don't go anywhere.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me. For the government. and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, wrapping it up here for this Wednesday edition, Hump Day. And again, you know, you're going down the coaches' polls, and there's going to be some good matchups this weekend that we will get into. But when you look at the number 14, there are some really good football teams that are playing some really good football. And you can't afford to slip up. Some of the key matchups, you know, like I said, Ohio State, Penn State, you got Georgia. Florida would look to do nothing more than to mess up their season. TCU's playing great football right now. And, you know, don't sleep on Clemson. They're sitting there at number 7 with the one loss, but, you know, they got caught by Syracuse. They got caught napping. It won't happen again. And Notre Dame's making noise. You know, that win that Georgia had on the road against Notre Dame, first game of and so long as Notre Dame keeps winning, that makes that win look a hell of a lot better. And I'm sorry, I missed the Temple game. They opened up with Temple and won. But, you know, UGA, 20-19 with the backup quarterback, was a darn good win for Georgia. And Notre Dame, they can run it. They got North Carolina State, Wake, and North Carolina State's good, but they can beat them. They're at home. They get Wake at home. They're at Miami. That'll be the season right there. And in Navy and at Stanford. In the mix, and if they win out, they're probably going to go to the Final Four, so we'll see. That's it. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for the rest of the programming here on the network. For Senator Roberto on the West Coast, I am Bob Black. Hope you enjoyed the Sports Attack. Have a great day, everybody.